I'm Andre Champon. This Louisiana Radio Network sportscast is brought to you by Quit With Us Louisiana. Quitting tobacco isn't easy. Quit With Us Louisiana can help. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW to get started. Oh shucks, the Saints announced that the team will be starting rookie quarterback Tyler Shuck for Sunday's game in Los Angeles against the Rams. The second round pick took Spencer Rattler's place in the third quarter of the 23-3 loss to Tampa Bay, where he passed for 128 yards and an interception. Shuck says he has to do a better job moving forward.
At the end of the day, we didn't score enough points, so it sucks. But yeah, we'll look at it, and especially myself, and see how I can get better, and then we'll continue to grow as an offensive unit to try and get the job done.
Adam Schefter of ESPN reports that New Orleans is expected to trade at least one of their wide receivers at the deadline, which is on November 4th. LSU senior cornerback Mansoor Delane has been named as a semifinalist for the Jim Thorpe Award, which is awarded to the best defensive back in the country. Delane has 33 tackles, 7 pass breakups, and an interception thus far. LRN.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
ULM is now 3-5 after a 49-21 loss to Southern Mississippi on Saturday. Head coach Brian Vincent still has full faith in the job that he and his players are working towards with building the program.
We didn't say it was going to be built overnight, but we're going to fight for it to be built overnight. We set our expectations high. We're going to keep them high. Our team's battling, man. You know, we're going to get there. We are. As long as we stay this course and we stay this mission, this next game up. It's next game, same mentality. And that's probably what I'm most proud of at this point.
The Warhawks return to Monroe to host Old Dominion this Saturday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. The Pelicans are still winless through the first three games of the season after being blown out by the Celtics by a score of 122-90. Jordan Poole led scoring for New Orleans with 22 points. Zion Williamson missed the game with a left foot bone contusion. The Pelicans' schedule doesn't get any easier down the road as their next three games on the road are against the Nuggets, Clippers, and Thunder. LRN Sports, I'm Andre Champagne.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
We're put together a defense that puts us in a position to win the SEC.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
Show some passion and some heart.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
All those things are going to be there, which are important.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
What a privilege. I mean, you get to represent LSU.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council, Boudreaux's Electrical Services, Sunshine Quality Solutions, Super Chevy Dealers, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Andre Champagne and our hosts, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gildo.
Three great players that are better people than they are players.
This is Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
And welcome to Tiger Rag Radio. Jeff Palermo, news and sports director of Louisiana Radio Network, along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine. That is Todd Horn and Andre Champagne, Tiger Rag reporter and Louisiana Radio Network reporter, our producer tonight. What a time it has been here for LSU. And man, do we have an action-packed show for you over the next couple of hours as we try to break this all down and figure out what will happen next, which will not be easy. That's not going to be easy because the last time we were with you, who would have thought that Brian Kelly would no longer be the head coach? But that is the case, and that is exactly what we're looking at here at the moment. Coming up a little bit later on in the show, we'll hear from the advocate Scott Rabelais. We'll get his perspective on this. Also looking forward to hearing from Piper Hutchinson, who, of course, works for Tiger Rag and the Louisiana Illuminator, to talk about the LSU presidential search, since that is a factor not only in the firing of Brian Kelly, the hiring of a new head coach, and what might the future hold for athletics director Scott Woodward. So we'll get into that and much more as the timeline is certainly moving faster in trying to find a new university system president. Coming up at 7 o'clock, Corey Johnson will join us. Corey hosts his own radio show at one of our affiliates here at Tiger Rag Radio, WSLA, from 4 to 6. So we'll get him on to talk about Brian Kelly and the firing and what may be taking place behind the scenes as they negotiate a buyout for Coach Brian Kelly. And then Glenn Gilbo will join us as well in hour number two. He was covering Frank Wilson's press conference. Frank, of course, the new interim head coach for the LSU Tigers. And we'll hear a little bit of what Frank had to say, a bit of a rah-rah speech, trying to circle the wagons, trying to get this team to regroup and finish off the season strong. But Todd, you know, I'm coming up, I guess I'm 24, 20, something like that, 20-some years covering this LSU football team. The last 72 hours have been absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, it was almost like surreal.
Yeah.
Especially at the speed with which things developed and evolved, and the amount of rumors that were circulating, the stories that were told that were, some of them were probably being planted for certain things. But of course, you know, as time passes, clarity comes more into focus, and I think we'll have a pretty enlightening show, at least at some points. I think, you know, we're like 15 minutes removed from Frank Wilson, the interim head coach, in his first press conference. And like you said, we're going to have Glenn on, and Scott was there as well. So probably be able to talk to him a little bit about it. I did watch it. He was very good.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing that I think encapsulates the spirit of what made him very good was that, you know, everybody's hungry for the return of LSU football, which sounds strange to say when you start the season ranked number 9, climb as high as number 3, and then you were just 20th and up until last week. And like you and I have talked about, and all of us have, they were winning at halftime over the third-ranked team in the country. And
then
less than 24 hours later, your coach, who's the winningest active coach in college football, is fired.
Is there one or two things, what astonishes you the most about where we're at right now?
Unfortunately, I'm not a very good communicator when it comes to taking complex ideas in the moment and making them really smart. It's like Abe Lincoln once said, if I had more time, I'd write you a shorter letter. But I can say this. I've probably been the most critical in the pages of Tiger Rag, on the pages of TigerRag.com, and even on this show, in criticizing Brian Kelly through the years for his distance from the team. And I'm not talking about relationships with the players, which is certainly something that a lot of people have been critical of him about. But from a football perspective, he wanted to be a CEO-type coach. He was a CEO-type coach. He relied on his assistants so greatly. And I was always amazed at the lack of his understanding about what was going on right in front of his eyes with his team, whether it was the defense in 2023, which he hailed as being so good, whether it was the offensive line this year. And there are a myriad of examples where he promoted and touted things and then criticized game plans and post-game press conferences. It's like, what are you talking about? That's your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the types of things that I think at the heart ultimately did him in as a football coach. Now, there's also the character issues that I'm certain will come up at some point tonight that I think played a role in that as well. And, you know, you hear this thing about, well, Kelly never fit in. The bottom line is he didn't win enough. And I've said this in this office, he built the foundation for the expectations. He said in November of last year that they were going to be in the national championship, and he was taking receipts. And then he said this was his best roster ever, and they got the living dog crap beat out of them in the second half on Saturday night. And if you're giving millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars or even hundreds of dollars to that program for either NIL or whatever else that you're supporting that program on, you're not going to be of a mind to continue to do that after you watch a loss to Vanderbilt for the first time since 1990 in Nashville, and then that happened.
Right.
So the writing was more than on the wall. It was like, you know, burning in flames.
Yeah, here's two takeaways that I have. You know, when Les Miles was fired, he still had supporters. I mean, he didn't have a lot. There were a lot of people that still liked Les. I think a majority of the fan base was certainly saying, it's time, right? I mean, I think a majority of the fan base in 2015, when they nearly fired them then, were ready for Les to leave. But there was still a lot of people that liked Les. They appreciated the quirkiness. He wins a national championship in 07, built a great team in 2011. He was a character. He was interesting in that aspect. And so it wasn't unanimous to get rid of him. Ed Orgeron, a lot of people would say, how could you do this to Ed Orgeron? He just built one of the greatest college football teams. And 2 years later, you're kicking him out of the door. He's one of us. How could you fire him?
You're not saying there's 100% consensus on that, on either case, but there was a lot of.
Yes, there was some dissension.
Camps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this decision, I don't think you can find a soul in Louisiana that would say, you know what? I think they should have given him a little more time.
Well,
it is like unanimous, Todd, that this guy needed to go. And I think it plays into the fact that fans now are required to invest so much more into a winning football product. And when they've been waiting and they've been waiting and they've been waiting, and then they realize it's never going to happen.
Because there's always going to be something else.
Yes.
Right? And I think another part of Kelly's situation, I'm going to say this, but at the same time, I do think that the situation that Kelly inherited, taking over from Coach Orgeron, Coach O, with only 37, yeah, 39 scholarships, the standards of the program, I think Kelly did stabilize the program.
Yes.
He simply did not win the big games or win in a way that was interesting. I think a lot of people got bored.
I think a lot of people, even though, and we were doing shows, even after the Vanderbilt game, they're 5-2.
Right.
And 5-2 is a good record, right? I mean, just on the surface, you've won 5 of your games out of the 7-8 you've played. That's a good percentage, right? In the NFL, you're in first place in your division if you're 5-2.
Right. And the fact that college football, at least at the Division I,
But it
Power
was a,
four is like the NFL.
But for the fan base, it was a torturous 5-2. It was no fun.
Yeah,
it was pull your hair out. How could we go from, this is from the fan base's perspective,
mm-hmm,
the 2023 team, how do we have one of the best offenses that LSU ever had, 3 first-round picks, and we can't field a defense? And now that we've kind of fixed the defense, which I don't think they really have based on what we've seen here.
Not lately.
In the last 2 games. I don't think the defense is fixed at all. How now do we – they can't score more than 25 points against an FBS opponent. It is just – and you just – you hear, well, it's because of this, or I'm sticking with this guy. You're just – the politicking from Brian Kelly was just enough. Yeah. Enough of it.
Yeah, it was – I mean, it was honestly – you. Very nice to call it politicking. It was like, enough of this BS.
Yes.
This is just lines of bull over and over again. And the fact of the matter is, you, in order to win football games at any level, you have to be able to block, you have to be able to run, you have to be able to tackle, and you have to be able to pass. And this team can't do any of those as of right now. That's not progress. And again, back to the BS thing, Kelly, you know, well, in his last press conference, post-game press conference after the A&M whipped down, you know, oh, I've got to fix this. No shit, you know?
Yeah, I get you. Well, can I throw another thing at you? And I just want to see what you think about this, you know? A lot of time, you know, especially with NIL, right? Hey, you in whatever it is, a young kid gets a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You see it in the NFL. Let's take the NFL, right? A player busts his behind, you know, on that rookie contract to get the big, big dough, you know, whatever it is, 20, 30 million, whatever it is a year, and then is never the same player. And people say, well, you know, he's got the money, this and that. I think with LSU's last two coaches, that's the problem that happened with them. You had Ed Orgeron and Brian Kelly. These two guys grinded, Todd, for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Grinded. Scratched and clawed for every win, every recruit. And you gave them a bag of cash and a lot of it. And I think the desire to win drifted away.
It did. And the only big difference between those two is I still believe to this day Coach O loves LSU and bleeds purple and gold. I don't think Kelly ever did.
Well, okay, that's fine. But let's face it, Ed Orgeron was all of a sudden had a pretty hefty bank account and wanted to have fun with it, which I don't, in a way, that's human nature for some people.
I think we got caught in O's midlife crisis, maybe a little late for a midlife crisis. And with Kelly, we just got caught in, hey, I don't care. I don't feel any pressure. He said that.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. A lot to get to here on Tiger Rag Radio. We'll be back after this.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. My brother and I grow rice, soybeans, and raise crawfish on our farm in Evangeline Parish. For a fourth-generation farmer like myself, Louisiana Farm Bureau is as much a part of my life as checking traps or harvesting rice. Our organization is more than 145,000 members strong, and we've been around for more than 100 years. The Louisiana Farm Bureau spans generations, and we want you to join our family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we go!
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of tax professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
Now, back to Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Hey, we're back here on Tiger Rag Radio. Jeff Palermo, along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn. Andre Champagne is our producer tonight. So we heard from the interim head coach, Frank Wilson. The Tigers did practice today, and here's a little bit of what Coach Frank Wilson had to say tonight.
Extremely humbled, extremely honored to be given this opportunity. It's something that you would dream of, something that you don't know if it would ever come true, but something you prepare yourself for. This moment, this opportunity is so much bigger than me. I just happen to be the caretaker at this moment for this wonderful institution that we so love. You answer the bell. When Mother University calls for you, you answer, you pull up your bootstraps, and you do what's required and asked of you to represent our university extremely well.
So there's a little bit of Frank Wilson as he tries to rally the troops, and we'll see what he's able to do in the final month of the regular season. A couple of other points that he made. Tim Rattay will be the quarterback's coach. They do plan to run the football more. So with him and Avery Atkins now calling the plays, you can imagine it's going to be a little bit more run emphasis. I'm hoping to see a little bit more of Harlan Berry. Really liked what I saw in the first half of the A&M game. It's a shame you didn't get to see more of it in the second half. And, you know, for now, Frank Wilson is, you know, to me, I know, Todd, and I know you're one that's been, you know, covering, really, I think you guys are, Tiger Rag's the only outlet that's still following this Sharon Lewis case, so there is some accusations made there against Frank Wilson, but let me just take that out because none of it has been proven or anything like that. So let me just take I'm going to set that aside for a second here. But out of everybody on that staff, he's the most logical choice because he's been a head coach twice. And the other thing is we talked a lot about how, and I'm sure a lot of LSU fans have seen the post about how Brian Kelly barely from former players or barely communicated with me and this and that. This is a guy in Frank Wilson that knows all of these guys. He recruited all. I mean, I know he's the running backs coach, but he knows them all. He knows their parents. He knows everybody. And so it's and he said that nobody's opted out the rest of the season. So it's So he really is, from that point of view, the perfect guy to handle this mission here over the next 4 weeks.
From a football perspective at LSU and from a perspective in the state of Louisiana and his experience as a football coach, he is the ideal interim coach. And he said all the right things in the press conference today. And I understand, and we'll probably get some from Scott and Glenn, some information on this, but I understand that the practice today was just totally different than what practices have been in a good way,
right?
In a very good way, in an enthusiastic way. And the fact that nobody's opted out, nobody has stepped away from the program.
They haven't lost any commits, too. Think about that, too.
And actually gotten a commit since right. all this right. went down. Which you can see on TigerRag.com. Andre did a fabulous couple of stories. Andre talked to some commits, or at least one commit. There's a story up with him talking on it now on TigerRag.com. He had some phenomenal insight from that particular recruit.
Wow. Hey, Andre, you want to shed a little more light on your story? Don't give it all away because people need to go to TigerRag.com and read the entire thing, but...
Sure, I guess I'll give it a go. Which one are we talking about? We're talking about Jalen Chapman here?
Yeah.
So Jalen Chapman basically told me, you know, that he's a Louisiana kid.
Who is he? What does he play?
He's an offensive lineman out of Warren Easton High School, and he grew up in New Orleans and very close with Frank Wilson, as he's also a New Orleans native. So, he's very excited that Frank's taking over right now, and, I think – a lot of the feel right now for what the recruiting scene is, I think they still really want to come to LSU. They committed to the university is what they're telling me, and not the coach. And that kind of says a lot about, you know, the job here and what that means for, you know, possibly Elaine Kiffin or just who that might be.
Yeah. There's that word again.
Yeah. First time we've mentioned Lane Kiffin right, tonight,
there,
though.
There you go. Hey, it's gonna come up a lot more tonight. So,
yeah, I mean, I think the Louisiana prospects, are, maybe Kenny Darby might be the one guy that out of airline, maybe, just because it's
Lamar Brown is definitely.
Lamar Brown. You're right. Lamar right Brown now, could be someone.
But
that
you know, jump ship. You know, we're in a new age, and my understanding, and you guys can weigh in on this, but my understanding from talking to some people today is, you know, Miami and Texas A&M are continuing to court Lamar Brown hard, but Lamar Brown may be pretty much sewed up by his NIL package with the state of Louisiana.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. I think Lamar Brown definitely wants to come to LSU. I think there's just a few factors that come into this. Like you said, Todd, the NIL would be one of them. And I think just the coaching staff to see, you know, who may be retained is also another factor.
Well, that whole part is going to be fascinating to see. And we're going to get a little bit more into the head coaching hire and just the timeline, too, on this. Because not only you have this whole different world with NIL, but with the college football playoff, you know, there used to be a day and age where everybody's season is over on January 1st or January 2nd at the most. And then you got ready for, you know, that big February National Signing Day. Well, everything has been pushed up, and then the season is lengthened. So when you're talking about trying to potentially hire Lane Kiffin, how long are you willing to wait?
Yeah, because the way it looks right now, Lane Kiffin will be playing football in the college football playoffs on January 1st or 2nd.
Yeah, so you got to factor that in. But tell you what, if you're going to make an investment and you're going to pay a coach $13, $14 million, then I think you wait. And whatever happens in 2026 happens, and then gear up and go forward in 2027.
I'm sure we'll talk a lot more about it as we move forward, but at least you now have a structure and infrastructure in place with, you know, a general manager and different ways to manage that roster.
We'll be back after this.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. While I'm a fourth-generation rice and soybean grower, you don't have to be a farmer to be a Louisiana Farm Bureau member. Membership has its benefits, from discounts on car seats, hotel rooms, and rental cars, to access to insurance you can count on to be there when you need, plus a whole lot more. We're 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side.
At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein. Hurricane Melissa is shaping up to be one of the most devastating storms in history. It made landfall in Jamaica as a Category 5 hurricane, packing maximum sustained winds of 185 miles an hour. Retired Army Lieutenant General Russell Honore, who led the response in New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina, says the top priority is to help the people who couldn't evacuate from the island.
The number one job once the wind goes down is to get the people that are isolated in the mountains and those that might be on rooftops if there are any left along the coast.
Closer to home, it's finally going to start feeling a lot like fall this week. State climatologist Jay Grimes says the cold front is bringing a huge change in temperature.
Once we get through this front, you'll definitely get a run of days that are going to feel much, much cooler, much, much more seasonable. In fact, actually, a little cooler than normal for this time of year.
Overnight lows this week will plunge into the 40s. LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Monroe police are investigating a triple homicide where one of the victims was a two-year-old girl.
Three people were fatally shot during the overnight hours on Gramit Street.
Result of this is the loss of life of a two-year-old child.
That's Monroe Mayor Friday Ellis, who is angered that someone would end a child's life. Police Chief Vic Zordan says they have good leads on the suspect and hope to make an arrest soon. He says the suspect and the victims knew each other.
I know when the situation is significant as this, when you've got a 2.5-year-old female baby dead, that you want to take things in your own hands. Don't do that. That makes things worse.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Governor Landry is urging the LSU Board of Supervisors to erect a statue of Charlie Kirk on campus.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see if we can be the first campus to do it.
Landry's request has garnered mixed reaction, with the majority of comments on this post on X in opposition, whether it be for Kirk's political views or Kirk's lack of connection to LSU or Louisiana. Follow us on X at LA Radio Network.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
How you doing? This is Snoop Dogg.
Tiger Rag. Tiger Rag Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are tuned in.
Talk LSU sports, interviews, opinions, and your calls around the Tiger Nation.
Baton Rouge was a life for me. Home of the LSU Tigers.
Now more Tiger Rag Radio.
Hey, we love to score and get highlights and championships and play to win.
Tiger Rag Radio.
We're back here on Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio. Jeff Palermo, News and Sports Director of the Louisiana Radio Network, along with the Executive Editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn. Let's now bring in Advocate columnist and longtime reporter for The Advocate, who has covered LSU Tigers for several decades now, Scott. And the last 72, 54 hours, whatever it's been, it seems like it's been actually 2 years since last Saturday night. But it's been quite wild, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. But, yes, this is very common at LSU. I've covered LSU football since the early 90s. This is my seventh coaching search, you know, coach firing, coaching departure, coaching search. So it does seem like a long time since Saturday night. But at the same time, it seems like not very long ago that we were doing this when Ed Orgeron got fired. So here we are again.
Scott, so, you know, obviously you've been through several of these through the years, as you just alluded to and we were just talking about. You've been on the beat since 1991, right? Is that right?
92.
Yeah,
very good.
Okay, so since 1990, well, I mean, you know, we grew up together. But as you know, and we've talked about before when you've been on the show, I moved away and I didn't get to participate in these things. I would think, though, I did pay attention to them from afar, this one was kind of surreal, even compared to those, in my opinion. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, they all kind of feel surreal at the time. But the fact that, to me, this is how I view it. That, you know, less than 2 months ago, August 30th, LSU beat number 4 Clemson on the road, which looked like a great win at the time. Obviously, it doesn't now, but at the time it did. And so people were saying LSU might be the best team in the country. And they got Garrett Nussmeier back, and they had this number 1 transfer portal class, and all of this stuff. And it looked like they were on their way, at least in the college football playoff, maybe two more than that. Garrett Nussmeier is the odds-on favorite for the Heisman at the time. It's only August, but still. And to think that less than 2 months later that Brian Kelly would be fired is just that's the stunning part. That's where it gets me.
Okay.
And just how quickly these things devolve. But after James Franklin got fired at Penn State, nothing. I try not to be surprised, but nothing really can surprise you anymore. This is the kind of cooks that we used to see, like in the middle of a Major League Baseball season, like
right?
Happening in college football. But at the same time, this has always been LSU's MO. Mike Archer was fired before the end of the season. Charlie Holland, Jerry DiNardo, Les Miles, Ed Orgeron, and now Brian Kelly. So this is just, you know, it's maybe before we thought it would happen, but I'm not surprised that it happened eventually. I'm just, maybe just the timing of it.
Okay. Well, having said that, and I certainly agree with you, what would you say was the biggest reason that Brian Kelly was fired?
I think the biggest reason is over-promising and under-delivering. You know, they went to this, you know, there's always been some problem at LSU with the special teams this first year, or defense in 2023, or the offense this year. And now it's, talking, we got to get better. We got to play complementary football. And they never could do that. And just the fact that his teams never lived up to, you know, what he said they could do. And obviously this year's team was supposed to be it, right? They got all these players in the transfer portal and returned key players like the Weekses and Harold Perkins and Nussmeier.
And he's he's the one who said this was his best roster ever at LSU.
Yes, exactly. And so, okay, there's expectations. I think we all said in one form or another, you know, Brian has pushed all his chips to the middle of the table and you know, saying, yeah, this is, you know, going to be, implying at least this is going to be their year. And when you get to the point where it looks like they can't make the college football playoff, obviously, if it was a third loss, then you can be acceptable to it. I think also, too, Todd, looking forward, everyone knew that next year is going to be it could be potentially a tough season for LSU.
Right.
You're losing 9 or 10 starters on defense. You're losing Garrett Nussmeier.
bunch of other pieces on offense. And were they going to be able to get the support, the financial support to build a roster like they did this year?
Yeah.
If they didn't make the college football playoff, this is very tough.
So that's a good point. So, and we've talked a little bit about that. And I've actually said, I don't believe they could have raised near the money they need, but now they may have a chance to raise that money with a new coach, regardless of who it is. Your thoughts on that?
Hope is
restored.
It's a great sales. A great sales pitch, you know. Let's hope. And if it's someone, especially someone who can fire the imagination of fans, it's like, oh, that guy's exciting. That's exciting. LSU's going places, and that can be that guy. But you know, it's college football has become very fast sale and very transactional. Obviously, it's very fast sale. You make the 12-team playoff or whatever it's going to be in the future, 14, LSU's not making this year, but 14 or 16 teams, I'm sure it's going to expand. You pass. If you don't make it, you fail. And, you know, it's that way for lots of people. I mean, if people are playing at LSU and think, oh, this is a big buyout, and all this money, and they're all about to fall, this is outrageous, and it is. But the guy who just won the national championship last year, Ryan Daly, was maybe one loss away from inside
himself. Yeah, that's a good point.
Look where he is.
Scott, thanks a lot, man. We got to run. We appreciate your time tonight. I know you're busy too. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thank you.
All right, that is the columnist for The Advocate covering LSU sports, Scott Rabelais. We'll take a break. Piper Hutchinson from the Louisiana Illuminator and Tiger Rag talk about the LSU presidential search. We should find out tomorrow who the three finalists are, but is this thing already... or five, whatever it is this thing already basically in the bag already? We'll be back after this here on Tiger Rag Radio.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we go!
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions now.
Call 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697. 800-319-6697.
Tiger Rag Radio.
The details do matter. Every step, every hand on the ground, every route, everything that we do has a purpose. We are really focused, and our attention to detail is going to be unmatched.
We're back here on Tiger Rag Radio. Jeff Palermo along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn. We are in the Super Chevy dealer studio. Andre Champagne, our producer. Let's get to our next guest here, and that is Piper Hutchinson from the Louisiana Illuminator and Tiger Rag. She's been covering the LSU presidential search. And Piper, tomorrow's a big day, isn't it?
Yeah, tomorrow is a big day, Jeff. So the committee is going to be doing their first public interviews of the candidates. and announcing three finalists who will be considered for the job.
Well, Piper, this is Todd. How are you?
Hey, Todd. Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So the process works. There's three finalists named, and then it goes to a student committee, or how does it work? What's the whole process?
So the three finalists will be named tomorrow, and there will be three following days of public forums where the candidates will meet with students, staff, faculty, and there will be private meetings with athletics administrators and upper administrators. So after that, there will be a special meeting of the Board of Supervisors where they will vote on which of those finalists will get the job.
So what are we looking at as a time frame here for a president to be named?
I think that special board meeting could happen as quickly as next week. I certainly would expect it to happen before Thanksgiving.
Are we just kind of going through the motions here? Is there pretty much Jeff Landry, Governor Jeff Landry's pick is the one? I'm kind of cutting to the chase here. Or is there really a process?
You know, the governor has been really influential in a lot of presidential searches. You know, I think it's pretty clear that he's had an active role in this. But in higher education, I think almost anything can happen. So I won't quite say it's preordained, but I understand why it looks that way.
Who is the one of the finalists that we're expecting to be named the president of McNeese? Is he a Landry person?
Wade Ruth. Yeah, he's kind of rumored to be the guy. He's been president of McNeese for about a year now, and he's heavily favored by LSU Board Vice Chairman Lee Mallett, who is like a Landry mega donor. And I think Mallett is really pushing him because he is also a Lake Charles guy. In Bruce's history at McNeese, I wouldn't say that there's anything that really, any decision that he's made that's really like painted him as like a Landry person. But I think that because Mallett is backing him, he is getting that reputation.
Piper, would you like to guess who maybe the two other finalists may be?
I would anticipate that Matt Lee is going to be one of them. He's the interim president. There also might be a surprise addition to the list tomorrow. I'm told by LSU Board Chairman Scott Ballard that there is possibly one more applicant who will be revealed and considered. And I think adding somebody kind of so late in the game kind of makes me think that he or she will be one of the finalists.
Brian Kelly? No, just kidding.
No. but
I had to say it, sorry.
But Piper, not to put you on the spot, and we didn't talk ahead of time, so you certainly didn't know I was going to ask you this, but given the shenanigans and the happenings that have occurred over the last 54 to 72 hours, like Jeff said, within the athletic department, and the fact that the governor stepped in and did in fact meet with boosters, donors, and members of the Board of Supervisors at the governor's mansion to make a final decision on this, did that have anything to do with the fact that LSU does not have an active, real president? Or how would you explain that to somebody if you were having dinner with them as to why Landry got so involved in this process?
Well, I think it's partially that LSU doesn't have like a permanent president right now, and partially because the governor has been extremely interested in higher education since he took office. He's been really influential. He's been getting very involved in lots of things at lots of universities that previous governors didn't really get involved with. So, I mean, you kind of saw that with the Tiger incident last year. You know, it's just one of many ways where the governor's interest in higher education is manifesting.
And the other issue that you saw at LSU was with President Tate, who ended up rather abruptly leaving to take the Rutgers job. He was not necessarily probably one of Governor Landry's choices, I would say. Correct?
I don't know that the that has ever been made out publicly, but yes, there was certainly some tension there.
But I would say this too, whether this was higher education or middle school or whatever, this is a high profile story. The coach of the LSU football team. And I think Governor Landry, he looks up to President Trump's governing style, right? And we all would say that President Trump gets involved in things that some people think he shouldn't get involved in. And so I kind of feel like whether this was, you know, whether he, and I agree with you. I mean, he was involved in getting Rick Gallo as the UL system president and all that kind of stuff. But I think Landry just, he wanted to be in the middle of this to begin with.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's definitely never shied away from making his opinions known.
Yeah.
But where, I have a question. I'm sorry, Jeff, I interrupted you. But, you know, obviously, Governor Landry Piper is a Republican, and he is a Trump follower, and LSU's athletic director, Scott Woodward, who has been criticized immensely for overpaying poor football coaches, at least two of them, and Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M, whom he hired, and now, of course, Brian Kelly, and the way this situation turned out, that probably doesn't bode well for Scott, I wouldn't think, moving forward, especially with the apparent change in power structure at LSU. What are your thoughts on that?
You mean because Woodward is a Democrat or was a Democrat?
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't appear to be of the same mindset, at least from my perspective, as Landry and the chairman of the board and maybe the new president.
Yeah, I mean, if Landry wanted Woodward out, I mean, I think odds are good that that would happen. But Woodward's been around a long time. He knows politics, and he knows how to get along with people who aren't of the same mindset as him.
Okay, so you're saying there's still a chance that Woodward could survive this power shift. The reason I'm asking is because I'm curious who's going to actually hire the next football coach at LSU, whether that's within a couple of days, probably within a month, or as late as January. I just don't know that Scott Woodward's going to be making that hire.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think that's a question there. I mean, if Woodward doesn't make that hire and the hire happens before a new president is installed, which probably won't happen until the spring, I mean, it's a good bet that the governor is involved in that decision.
Piper, it should be interesting to see what happens. When do the meetings with the faculty and student groups, when would that all begin?
So that's going to start on Thursday. They're going to be Thursday, Friday, and Monday.
Okay. All right. So, yeah.
Very quick.
So as early as next week, we might know who the LSU system president is. Piper, we'll look forward to reading your reporting. Thanks a lot for talking with us tonight.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Piper Hutchinson, who does terrific work with the Louisiana Illuminator and Tiger Rag as well. So let's take a break. Final segment of hour number one when we come back from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac Standby Generators.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with five available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious with multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your super Chevy dealers today.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan.
and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the strikes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come. Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
And we're back with Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
All right, wrapping up hour number one of Tiger Rag Radio. Still a lot more to get to in hour number two. Corey Johnson, talk show host at WSLA in Slidell, one of our affiliates here on Tiger Rag Radio. He'll join us, talk about what has happened with the firing of Coach Brian Kelly. And then Glenn Gilbo will join us in hour number two. We'll get his thoughts on what he thought Frank Wilson had to say today. We played some of that. May get into a little bit more in that as well. But we were leaving it off there with Piper Hutchinson and getting to the fact that Will, I guess to cut to the chase here, since we only got a couple of minutes, Todd, what do you think? Does Scott Woodward get the opportunity to hire another football coach at LSU?
I'm only telling you gut feel right now. And I think Piper made a great point, and it's very clear that Scott Woodward is well-connected, is politically savvy, knows how to handle himself in these types of rooms, so to speak. But I personally do not feel like he will be making the next hire.
I agree with that. I don't know how you can, PR-wise. I mean, that's just my – I mean, he's getting slammed left and right nationally. How do you make – you know, how are you going to make this guy allow him to – so how do they – I mean, we only got a minute here, Todd. So, I mean, how do they maneuver this then?
Or are you talking about maneuver it timelines or maneuver it with who makes the hire? I think Landry's taking over. That's just my personal opinion. I think he's calling the
shots.
What
do you think –
Woodward may be on the paper making the offer. I don't think he's really doing it.
Okay. All right. Now, that's a good way of putting it. Now, I got to be honest, very busy today, but I did see that former Florida coach, former Raging Cajuns coach.
Billy Napier.
Billy Napier, thank you. Was saying something to the effect that it's dangerous to have the governor involved in firing and hiring head football coaches.
I saw Urban Meyer say that.
Oh, was it Urban? It was Urban. Excuse me. Yeah. So, like I say, very busy today.
Yeah.
What do you make out of that?
I think he's an idiot. I don't think he knows what he's talking about. I don't think he knows any of the situation. And I'm not saying he's wrong.
Right.
But I think he just doesn't know what he's talking about.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a clean answer. That's a very clean answer. So your feeling is Woodward stays as AD, but his authority or power over hiring the next football coach is greatly diminished.
I do. And the timeline is the new president will be in place in the spring, even though they'll be selected.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I think Woodward survives through there, but I think Landry manages the ship.
Wow. All right. Corey Johnson, when we come back here on from WSLA, we're on WSLA, Tiger Rag Radio. And so we'll get to him when we come back after this.